Do you want to have fun, change your life, and change the world in 7 days? Welcome to Dance Our Dreams, where I playfully fuse music, motivation, and healing our planet through simple weekly experiments that help you achieve your big dreams and the big dream of our planet, the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Aloha, I'm DJ Valerie B-Love, the Vibe Goddess. Our world needs us to take bold action now, and I believe every little thing we do adds up to make a big difference. Y'all ready to be the change you wish to see? All right, let's rock this.
Hey guys, what's up? It's DJ Val, and this is a really important episode for all of us to pay attention to. I'm calling it MILF on a mission. You know, I've got this new project that I'm working on, and it's like modern MILF, super MILF. And MILF is like this new, you know, there's an old version of what MILF is. And you think of, what was his name? Stickler's, was that his name? Stickler's mom, you know, whatever his name was for American Pie. You know, and I think something that is super important as a woman and as a mother is our sexuality. And it gets overridden by all of the daily tasks and the things that we do to serve our partners, to serve our children, to serve our community, to serve the school, to serve our business, to serve the world, right? And, you know, that which created us, which is our sexual essence, you know, that lovemaking, that yumminess, that sensuality gets put on the shelf. And for me personally, as a mom, I know that I went through a pretty good period of time where I put all my sexual power and prowess on the shelf because I thought I'm supposed to show up and, you know, moms aren't supposed to be sexy. They're supposed to be, you know, like dutiful is beautiful. My ex-husband used to say, which, you know, is cute, but fuck off. No offense, buddy, but really. But that's the mentality of a lot of women and men. And so it's like, we think we're supposed to be in this place of duty and we forget about our sexual beauty. Right. And that fucks us up big time. And what happens is, you know, the essence and the power that, again, that created us and that created the children and the babies that come out of our womb is diminished. There's like a wet blanket on it. Imagine being covered in just like a soggy wet blanket and just constantly doing this, you know, and like, if that's what you're doing with your sexuality and, you know, your Saturday night quickie sex with your hubby is all you get, like, you're going to fucking die. Okay. You're going to shrivel up and die and have pussy jerky. And that's not cool. So I'm on a mission to help us be re-empowered and reignited in a safe, healthy, happy, respectable, respectful, yummy, self-honoring and other honoring way and spirit and God honoring way with our sexual power. And, you know, there's so much shame around sexuality and around our natural desire to be ravenous and to be hungry and to be naughty, you know? And so I remember when I read 50 Shades of Grey. First of all, fuck, I don't read fiction at all. Never, never, never read fiction. I don't like fiction, anything. I'm a total self-help dork. If it's not about, like, you know, how to and making life better, it's not my jam. And so I kept having all these friends who kept telling me, like, Val, you got to read 50 Shades of Grey. You got to read 50 Shades of Grey. I'm like, fuck off. I don't read that kind of stuff. And my husband at the time actually got the book and was reading it. He's like, yeah, you might actually like this book. And I'm like, no, I'm not reading that book. And I mean, it was literally like all these different angles, these people, my friends, women who I wouldn't suspect to be these like little naughty McNaughtersons, you know, telling me to read this book. And finally I started reading the fucking book and I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, let's go have some of that. More, please. I want a red room. Can we invest in a red room? And I'm like, fuck college education for my kids. I want a red room, right? So I started getting reignited and turned on because of this book. And it really presented a problem in our marriage, you know, because we had been going along at a certain status for such a long period of time. And I really did. And I had this like, you know, this way of being sexually, and I put it on a shelf because I thought I was supposed to be this dutiful as beautiful wife. And it started, you know, just reading that book started reawakening my truth. It started reawakening my authentic desire to be naughty and still be the PTO superstar volunteer person and to put dinner on the table every night that was nutritious and delicious. And I felt really torn because it was this like, oh my gosh, this is scratching an itch that is real in me as a woman. And I feel like I don't want to betray the person who I am and my husband with these thoughts and this like desire to go have this other part of my life expand. However, it was undeniable that that is there. And I think one of the biggest issues that we have as a society, particularly here in the United States, is, you know, sexuality is either like you're a fucking slut, or it's just something that you do and you procreate and you're a mama and whatever. There is not a lot of room in conversation for the in-between, you know? And for me, as somebody who has been giving myself a massive permission and exploration to go into further realms of my sexuality in the kink world and in exploring women, exploring men, exploring, you know, multiple partners, things like that. You know, I had a lot of shame around that in the past when I was married, not before I was married. When I was DJing, it was like, fuck yeah, woohoo, I'm a DJ. I'm going to fuck the world. Yay. Never really got with chicks before, but now I'm, you know, like, okay, that's nice. You're soft and yummy and supple. Let's try that. Not that I need to go marry a woman or a man or anything. It's just, I'm giving myself permission. I'm going to be 50 next year. And I think by the time this airs, it's going to be next year. So it'll be 2020. But it's just like, why do we suppress that which wants to come out and give shame because society tells us to do that? So, you know, I'm starting this project this year and, you know, it's this, I'm doing a modern MILF camp. We're doing some courses. We're going to be doing some, you know, some trainings and group coaching that's going to just help us get back in touch with our truth without feeling ashamed, embarrassed, disempowered. You know, I have been called a lot of names in my life by different people, mostly men, and they vary from cunt, slut, whore, worthless, bitch, all of these things. And so, that's not good, you know, obviously. And these men have been in positions of power in my life. And so I'm taking back my own power and it's okay for me to have my own sexual desires and they may not map up with yours, whoever you are that's calling me those names. I remember my father growing up, you know, when I was a teenager and I was coming online with my sexuality, I was abused sexually as a child, but that's a whole different story. But when I was actually coming into my own, you know, choices as a sexual woman, as a teenager, I remember he would tell me like women are either whores or mothers. And if you want to be a good girl, you need to keep a nickel between your knees. And I was like, a nickel between my, what? And then of course I visualized like what that means. And it basically means don't fuck and don't enjoy your body. Don't enjoy sex. You're not allowed to do that unless you want to like go be married and make a baby. And the reality is my dad was a philanderer. He fucked around with a bunch of people. He cheated on my mom. He cheated on his wife. He's a fucking, you know, that guy, right? Fast Eddie. I love you. God bless you. May you rest in peace. But dude, you were like, I get that you were trying to get me to watch out for the guy that you are and all the other men that you fucking hung out with, but fuck that. Like you never viewed women as like powerful and strong and in, you know, in a position to have their own experience of power and pleasure, you know? And so my goal with MILF on a Mission, and I consider myself a MILF on a Mission, is to help us women, especially us mamas, get back in touch with our sexual yumminess so that we can feel alive and juiced up, and it'll, you know, dribble and drip into the rest of our lives and all of the other people that we love and care about and the missions that we love and care about. I have a new acronym for MILF, and I know that the old MILF, Stifler, that's his name, yeah. I know it's moms I like to fuck, or, you know, that's great, super. And what would it be like if MILF meant moms igniting love and fun? Okay. Moms igniting love and fun. And so let's get naughty and sassy and fun and playful and still be super serious and put our food aprons on, and we're going to go cook and make sure the breakfast is on the table and the food is in the lunch boxes and the kids are off to school at this, you know, the right time and all that stuff. Great. Do that. Fuck yeah. Right. And I know that you guys, my audience, you ladies, you men are similar to me in many, many ways, right? We love music. We love to hang. We love to party. We love to serve. We want to make a difference on the planet. We got our shit together most of the time, but sometimes we fall apart. That's okay. That's why we come together in community. What if we reframed what it meant to be a MILF, right? And what if we reframed, you know, what it means to be a sexually empowered woman? And can you have both? Can you be this super mom and super volunteer and super entrepreneur or executive or business person or barista, whatever your jam is, right? Or musician, DJ, producer, dancer, and, you know, and be super empowered sexually. So that's my next level of how I wish to serve us, because I think that when we do not honor and listen to that part, that voice, that inner wisdom, we are smushing in the essence that creates life. It creates life. And I know y'all know that. So I'm really excited to rock 2020 with y'all and start sharing some wisdom and knowledge and experience and roadmaps and tools that I have, you know, learned over the decades of doing this and really coming into a place where it's kind of like, I know that I can support people who are on this journey. And, you know, I think there's, you know, I used to do Kundalini, I still do Kundalini yoga, and I did a teacher training. I'm certified Kundalini teacher. But one of the things that, you know, Yogi Bhajan, even though I still want to punch you in the face, Yogi Bhajan, because of the shit you did with women, but, you know, whatever. The reality is, every teacher, man or woman, a lot of times it's men, especially the spiritual teachers, they abuse their power and they abuse women and they abuse the sex. And look at the Catholic Church, look at all these different yoga, you know, Bikram, and there's a variety, a huge variety of, you know, these yoga teachers who have abused the women in their classes and their disciples, students, you know. And that's fucked up beyond belief. You know, to me, spiritual abuse is the worst kind. Clearly, of course, okay, abusing children is the worst kind. But if you're spiritually abusing children, fuck off. Like, I want to punch you in the nose. But there still are nuggets of lessons and wisdom that come from the teachers. And so as a student of life and a spiritual, you know, seeker of the truth, you know, it's my job and it's your job to figure out the buffet and what works for you. And you do not have to subscribe to some dogmatic religion or spiritual practice or whatever. Like, pick and choose what works for you in your life and make a mosaic out of it. Like, look at this little music note back there. I took some old records, some old CDs, some old pieces of broken glass and things, and then I made like a piece of art out of it. Like, that's your job in life, and, you know, as a spiritual seeker. Take little chunks and pieces of the things that you encounter, make art out of them, which is called your life and your code of living. So So anyways, the golden chain. So, you know, Yogi Bhajan would talk about the golden chain, and a lot of people talk about this, but it's just kind of like, we're all a part of this chain, right? And so there's somebody who fucking walked across the path before you did. Like if you're going to go, you know, trek the Himalayas, it's like you want the Sherpa who went there before you and come back and go, hey dude, come here. We're going to go this way because it's better. And if you go over here, you're going to fall off a cliff and be fucked. So you want to be with Sherpas who have done stuff a little bit further and they come back. Come on, let's go. So I consider myself a spiritual Sherpa for you. And I have spiritual Sherpas who are way further along the path than I am. And I guide, I use their guidance for my, you know, my buffet gathering. And I want to help support you guys and be a Sherpa on your path. And so wherever you are, find your community, find your tribe, find your teacher, and, you know, be a part of that for a while until maybe you need a different teacher or a different community, but get involved, make it happen, and get around people who support you and who see you for who you are and why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing. And they fucking high five you every day, even if you're on the floor with snot fangs and you haven't showered for 2 days and you have dirty dishes in the sink. Find the people who see the real you, the essence of you. And so we're going to be working on a lot of that this year and creating some tribe. And if this tribe is not right for you, fuck, let's help you find who your tribe is. Because I know for me, like I'm the, like, you know, glitter fairy tribe. And I know that there's a lot of other people out there who are like the plaid tribe or the spandex, you know, biker tribe or the, you know, crisscross applesauce, you know, whatever the, I don't know what the pattern's called, but you know what I mean? Like you want to find the people you resonate with and who see you and who you see and who you respect and admire. And here's the jam. I'm going to tell you a secret. You ready? The truth is the truth is a truth. Okay. There, nothing is new. Okay. We're here for love, period. We're here to love and be loved and experience this magic of life and help other people get higher in their life and help us, you know, surround ourselves with people that help us get higher. And I'm not talking about that kind of higher. You know, to become the fully expressed versions of ourselves, you know? And so it doesn't matter what race, what religion, what sex, what politics, what money, where you live on the planet, we all seek to be the best, most expressed version of ourselves, period. You know, and love is kind of, is the essence, is the center point of that. And so find what your tribe looks like, because there is a tribe out there for you. I promise, I promise, I promise. And that's one of the key ingredients for your success this year, is finding your tribe. Okay. So with Dance Our Dreams podcast and this YouTube, I of course always, you know, have a song of the week. We have an experiment of the week. We have an SDG of the week and a nonprofit of the week. It's a lot, but the shit is real. And I want to raise awareness, right? So the song of the week I chose is called With My Own Two Hands by Ben Harper. One of the best songs ever. I can change the world with my own two hands. He's so good. Oh my God. I love you, Ben Harper. God bless you. And it really talks about you have the power with these two little suckers right here. You can hug people. You can make a phone call. You can write something. You can do something to make a difference in your world with these two hands. Okay. And can you imagine if everybody on the planet used their own two hands to make the difference that they were born to make? Woohoo. Even if they did it for 1 minute a day, 1 minute a day. Can you imagine if everybody on the planet, what are we at? 7 billion now people did. And I get that obviously everybody can't do this because of obvious reasons, but if everybody did something for a minute a day to make a difference and make the world a little bit better, oh, whoa. Like that stuff is exponentially going to add up and just rock the fuck out of this joint, right? So you have that power. And when you do it and people see you do it, they get ignited and they want to do it too. And they want to be a part of it. And they want to be like, yeah. So that's where your tribe comes in, right? So that's a great song of the week. It really inspires me. I chose Gender Equality, number 5, because as a MILF on a mission, a mom's igniting love and fun, mom's igniting love and fun. It's really important to me that men and women have a voice at the table of decision-making around the planet, you know, and that they feel good and seen and heard. And obviously we are not at a place of gender equality globally, and certainly not even in our country. You know, look at the numbers. It's simple. So gender equality is super important to me. A couple of the other things, UNICEF has got trafficking and anti-child trafficking program that they work on, an initiative. And the reality of human trafficking, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because mostly it's women and children who are trafficked out there. And human trafficking means you are basically a modern slave. So whether you're a sexual slave, whether you're a worker slave, whether you got, forced to be married to somebody that you're like, I don't want to be married to this fucker. It happens all over the world. And there's an estimated 40 million humans currently in this moment, as you take a deep breath, 40 million people right now are in slavery, in modern day slavery. And many of these people are in sexual slavery, and they are being literally used as fuck machines. And that's not okay. And the reason I am so, there's a million reasons I'm passionate about it, but if we had a positive way for people to have their sexual power and their sexual essence expressed, we would not have to, we could have laws where people, if they wish to go be a sex worker, which fuck yeah, go be a sex worker. If that's your jam, hell yeah. Thanks for serving all the people and their needs. We wouldn't have the need for people to have a $150 billion industry, $150 billion industry each year to sell people, children and women, for other people to have sex. Okay, we could have a very healthy, positive sexual practice on around the planet where people can do what they need to do safely and without feeling like I'm, hurting others. Sadly, there are people who hurt children sexually. That's a whole nother thing. Fuck off. I want to beat you up really bad. Like, if you fucked with my kids, I would have to come kill you for sure and bury you in the desert. I don't know. That's Fast Eddie, my mafia dad speaking. But it's true. I'll fuck you up if you hurt my kids. A couple things. National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233 here in the United States. And then the National Human Trafficking Hotline is 1-800-373-7888. These are numbers you can call if you suspect anything that's going on, around you with human trafficking, but the domestic violence, if you're a victim of violence and you feel threatened, you can call that and get some help. That's it, guys. So the experiment of the week with MILF on a Mission, woo, is say yes to whatever sexual urges come up for you. And if you're not able to execute them, that's totally fine. We all have fantasies. We all have different things. Journal your sexual fantasies. Okay. Journal your desires, your dreams, your hopes, and be really honest with yourself. Okay. Do I wish to, have a couple lovers? Do I wish to kiss a girl, like Katy Perry, I kissed a girl and I liked it, write down what feels alive and juicy for you. You don't have to show it to anybody. But get clear with yourself and start being honest. Start being honest about it and think about, like, is this something you wish to act upon and execute in your life? So if you need some support and help with that, I'm here for you. I'm your bud. DM me on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, and it's all at DJ Valerie B. Love. Just let me know how you're doing. If you need a little buddy, a little high five, a little I'm here. I'm here for you. So let me know what's up. That's it, guys. So God bless. MILF's on a mission. Mom's igniting love and fun. Let's re-empower ourselves with the beautiful essence of life-giving force, which is our sexuality. And let's go serve this planet and do the mission that we were born to. All right. Peace, love, and aloha.
All right, big dream dancers. I know you want to start making a difference in your life and the planet today. So head on over to djvaleriebelove.com/podcast for your free dream sheet for the weekly Dance Our Dreams experiments. And remember, I'll check you out on Facebook Live every Manifesting Monday at 11:11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on the DJ Valerie Belove page for support on each week's experiment. And I really, really do know how busy you are, and it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe and leave a review on Apple, Spotify, or Google Podcasts so other badass changemakers like you can benefit from this show too. Sending from my heart to yours, peace, love, and aloha.